Hi guys, welcome back to Hey World, It's Me. Today, I am so honored to welcome you into this incredible mini-series with my co-creator and divine partner, Sarah Rose, where we are live with you each week and sharing tips to amplify your magnetism in your life and in your spiritual business and massively impact with your soul's message. We are live on all other platforms, so check the show notes to be with us live. And if this really resonates with you, I encourage you to apply to work with us and be part of the Divine Femme community. Thank you so much, you guys. I hope you really enjoy this, and cheers to you.
Welcome. We're so happy that you're here. We're here to help you scale, make a massive impact in the world, and create a freedom-based lifestyle at the same time, because we don't believe you have to settle or compromise in order to come into full soul alignment with your mission and your gift and what you're here to do. So as you step into divine leadership and sacred leadership, we truly feel that in order to come into full soul alignment, it's also about honoring those desires from within and recognizing that those are divinely guided desires too. So that could be a certain lifestyle, certain luxury, certain amount of freedom, certain amount of, you know, leisure time, all the things, whatever that means to you. This is all part of the process, you guys. Your soul-aligned business would never ask you to compromise on your desires. You get to have it all. You get to have it all if you're willing to show up for that and allow that to be your reality.
I love that. And it's cool, even our client that did this beautiful healing for us, celebrating her, it was absolutely incredible. You know, I love this whole idea and this topic today about scaling, because a lot of times, you know, we're empaths, we're healers, we're light workers that want to help so much, and going online and scaling can be a different thing, right, than just doing the one-on-ones and really taking your gifts, like Sarah said, but massively expanding that, scaling that to really impact so many more people on a scalable level. And really, like we said, we're all about that freedom lifestyle, really giving yourself the chance to play in this life as well. So I love this topic today about scaling, and just the little tweaks that Sarah's going to mention that are so key, you guys, again, to stop the burnout, to stop, you know, if you're experiencing burnout, if you are really not living your ultimate lifestyle, if you value freedom, but you feel guilty taking on more clients because it's taking away from your freedom, it's time to scale. Scaling can be very, very impactful and global, which is great.
Yeah, if you're feeling resistance because you're trading too much of your time for money and you're not able to hit your income goals as you take on more clients, you know, we see this sometimes where they'll, you know, you can have resentment for the growth in your business if it's not in alignment with the back end of what you truly desire for yourself. And it's about coming from the most self-honoring place. The most self-honoring place that allows you to show up fully and shine in your most abundant version of yourself. And when you give yourself permission to honor that and show up in the most self-honoring way, say no to all of the shit that doesn't resonate, say hell yes to everything that does, allow that to be your experience, guess what? You're going to become magnetic to the souls that are really truly here for you to learn from you at that level. But in order for that to happen, you have to step into that level and allow that to be, you know, your reality. And this includes setting boundaries. It includes saying no. I know this is a lot of times a hard part of, you know, for a lot of healers who are used to people pleasing and overgiving and all the things. So being able to set those boundaries for yourself, to honor yourself, come from that most self-honoring place. This is working with the divine feminine essence within that obviously divine femme is built on. You know, Vanessa and I show up every single day and help you integrate certain aspects of this, whether, you know, the divine feminine essence or masculine energy within. It's all part of the same, you know, polarity that we're playing with, and with the ultimate coming from this place of oneness, which sounds totally paradoxical, right, to what we're teaching, but in actuality, it's all the same. And so being able to really honor that and come from your divine feminine essence, allow yourself to show up and receive what it is you truly are calling in for your life, not just the impact, but also everything else that you desire. this is what allows you to build and scale in the most joyful, fun, free-flowing way, which is what we want for you. We want your business to be fun. We want it to be freedom-based. We want it to be in the flow. We want you to be able to operate from your highest divine expression. We want you to create from your divine flow. And we want you to receive all of the abundance and divine prosperity, whatever that looks like, that comes your way as a byproduct of showing up and making a massive impact. And I'm going to say it doesn't even hinge on your ability to make an impact. It hinges on your ability to believe that you're worthy of all of that. That's what it hinges on. Because you get to have everything when you decide that you're worthy of it and you stop using all the things that you desire in your life as some kind of barometer on your self-worth. When you recognize that those things are not the gauge of whether or not you're worthy, the success, the money, the clients, even the relationships, none of those in your life are dictating how worthy you are. You were born freaking worthy. The impact that you make, yes, you follow the impact that's going to lead to more results, but even the impact you make, whether you are a light worker out there making your impact in the form of entrepreneurship, like none of that stuff determines your worth. You're already born worthy. The impact that you make and all the things that you do in your business or don't do in your business, none of that shit affects your worthiness. You are born as a divine worthy being, period, done, end of story. And the more that you allow yourself to open and receive that truth and know that truth at your core, you will be a resonant match for all of the divine prosperity that wants to make your way, make its way into your reality. And you will be driven by wanting to make an impact, because that's who we're here to help. You wouldn't be resonating with us if that were not the case. But I often see, and this is sort of a tangent, a lot of times spiritual entrepreneurs will put their worthiness and hinge it on something outside of themselves, even the impact that they're making. And I want to share with you that that is not true. You don't have to be out there talking to millions of people and making a massive impact, changing lives with millions of people in order for you to be worthy. Although that's what we help you do, because that's what you're being called to do and that's what you want to step up into doing, and that's fine. But your worthiness does not hinge on that. Your worthiness is innate. It's you are born worthy. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I hope I'm making sense. I'm just going off on a tangent here before we dive into the actual training, because somebody needed to hear it. Whoever's listening, this is how we do things here at Divine Fam. We just show up live, like whether we're tired, sleepy from an energy clearing, like PMSing, it doesn't fucking matter. Like we just show up. We're gonna channel out whatever God wants to speak through to us. And whoever's listening to this, either on the replay, watching us live, listening to the podcast version of it, someone out there, this is clicking for. And I don't have to know who that is, when that's gonna happen, how they're going to receive it, where they're gonna hear it from. All I have to do right now is hit record with Nest and share what's coming through. It can be that simple when you just show up for yourself. And I know I'm spinning this into a whole new tangent, but someone needed to hear this. And I just want you guys to let that land if that was you.
I love that, girl. Am I still kind of frozen or am I working now?
I can hear you. You're good.
Oh, I'm so.
And as I say that, she freezes, but maybe not. Okay, there you go. Go ahead.
I was going to say, come on. I was going to say, what's coming up that's so fun, this whole theme today has been about trust. We talked about in our live stream on Instagram, you know, as you grow in your business, this responsibility grows with you, right? But it's all about trust, knowing that you have this mission on your heart. You are capable of so much when we get out of our ego mind and really surrender our vision, our dreams, everything to source, the all that is, the bigger, broader, super conscious part of us, right? But I love this too. It all comes back to trust. I'm just loving this word and this vision of trust. And when you have so much trust and you walk in that, you guys, like, again, we were saying how unlimited you are. Like there's nothing you cannot do. We talk about, you know, this is a powerful group with powerful people that have these massive missions, you know, and take away, like, there's no judgment with what your vision is. You don't have to help a million people. Like if you want to, great. But like you have something important. You have a message in your soul. You have a message in your heart. And just like Sarah said, how fun to trust so deep. Like follow through with it. I feel like I keep on cutting out or something. This is a weird time. I'm gonna be still.
Yeah, you just cut out again for a second, but we got the gist of it. Like you just cut out for a second there, but you're good. There must be something going on your end with the connectivity. I hope this is landing with you guys. I know we have some viewers here. Say hello if you're here with us, so we can so that we know that you're here. We're going to dive into the training so that way we can. Oh, there are some comments here. Let me just take a look real quick. Okay, perfect. We got ABC dropping ABC in the comments. You guys is going to get access to our free masterclass. ABCs, discover the ABCs to five-figure sales on repeat. It's a free masterclass that Vanessa and I put on, and I want to emphasize that if you resonate with us, take the masterclass. If you resonate with the masterclass, follow your intuition and take the next step to book a free impact assessment, which is found right below the masterclass video. So if you want access to that, DM us, comment below this video, ABCs. If you're listening to this later on the podcast, find it in the description. You'll be able to access it there or anywhere else. There's always going to be a link for it. So without that, without further ado, we're going to dive into the training, but that's how you get to, you know, work deeper with us, take the masterclass, and then hop on a free impact assessment with Kristen, part of the Divine Femme team. She will be able to help you close the gaps in your business. And identify where you're at and where you want to be based on how we actually help you. So then she can see you're either a fit or not with what we have to offer. Because if we can help you, we want to help you. If we can't help you, then maybe we have a recommendation of somewhere else we could, you know, send you in order to get the help that you need. But the impact assessment is going to be a really good idea, a good way to identify if Divine Femme, Vanessa and I, and the coaches in our container, because there's more than just us, you guys, are going to be able to help you grow and scale your business in a massive way, primarily organically. And I'm going to share a case study today with you as well, just briefly as we go through this. So thank you for all the comments. If I can answer any of the questions, we'll check those here in a little bit before we jump. But yeah, so I don't get distracted.
I know. I just saw something pop up. Just shut the frog up. This is so funny. You guys, okay, we see you, we feel you, we love you. We're gonna get to these comments afterwards. But for now, this is gonna be a powerful quick little training.
And then we have someone saying the funny thing is with Restream, you guys, we're streaming from Restream. So the funny thing is we don't see your faces like we do in a normal Facebook Live. So we get to see after we're live who was doing the comments, which is kind of fun. So sometimes it's some of our clients and sometimes it's like the brand new people. So that's sort of fun. So we're not even going to ask your name just like, because it'll too much going back and forth, but we see
you. This whole thing is fun. We see you guys. We feel like this day, I swear to God, this day, there's so much energy happening.
Yeah. If we're not seeing your name, that's cool, but we'll see your name when we're not live on the replay, and then we'll go comment. So we'll know who you are afterwards. So love your guys' comments. Love your energy. Someone also is saying they're going to be there for the $111 event. So that's awesome. I'm just going to mention that for 2 seconds because I'm going to shamelessly plug our virtual immersion that's happening on March 22nd at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Vanessa and I are hosting the first virtual immersion of Divine Femme. Like she owns the place. This is where you guys were saying goodbye to the wishing, the wanting, the needing, and all the things. And we're unapologetically claiming and becoming magnetic to what it is that we desire. If that resonates with you, that's enough said. Reach out, ask for the link, check the caption. It's going to be there. It's called Like She Owns the Place. It's happening live on March 22nd. Okay. So if you know you need to be there, then you know you need to be there, and we'll see you there live. Okay, so now we're going to dive in just real quick to like the main three things. If you want to scale organically, and I'll share a quick case study with you. First things first is this can be so much more simpler. Is that a word? It can be so much simpler than what you're probably making it. But what we teach inside Sacred Leader Academy is we want to teach scalability. We want to teach how to make the most massive impact. And so first and foremost, it involves an organic traffic source. So where can you get in front of people and share your message? And of course, we want your message to be magnetic. Of course, we want your message to be in alignment with who you're here to serve. And we do trainings on that, but we're not going to touch on that today. You need an organic traffic source if you're not going to be doing paid ads. And so what does that potentially look like? It can look like hosting a podcast. It could look like being a guest on a podcast, which is great because you're piggybacking on other people's audiences. It could be like being a guest speaker on a summit. Vanessa and I just both spoke yesterday for the International Women's Day, where we got in front of over 1,500 people, right, that were subscribed to that. It could look like doing live streams like this inside a Facebook group or front facing to the public like we did earlier today. So the organic traffic source has to resonate and be in alignment with you. It's not going to work if you're picking something outside of yourself that is not really in alignment. If it's not your jam to do a podcast, it's not going to work. Don't do a podcast. But there's a question that needs to be asked. Where can I show up consistently in a way that builds trust and authority with people so that they can get to know me and get into my energy? And you want to do that preferably in the most scalable way, in front of the most amount of people that you can. So for example, Vanessa and I love repurposing our content. So regardless of how many people show up here live today, pieces of this are going to get dripped out in various different forms, podcast episodes, quotes, videos, Instagram stories, stuff like that. So being able to take our message and get it out organically without doing double time work is key. So that's just a little side note. You can repurpose to leverage your time and really go ahead. Go ahead. Vanessa wants to chime in. I didn't know. Go ahead.
No. And again, thank you so much, you guys, for your patience in this. I've been having technical difficulties over here, but I'll get this out before I freeze again. I want this to really land because as business owners, you guys, and as entrepreneurs, it can be crazy when you get in your head and there are so many resources being flown and like just put in front of our face on what is the right thing to do. In this group, we teach you to attract and go within. So really, like Sarah and I, for example, we had to sit and be silent for a second and not let our fear of like, well, what is the right thing to do? What is everyone else doing? What are all the other, you know, coaches or leaders or spiritual business coaching doing? No, we asked ourselves, you guys, what do we love? What would be so fun for us to do consistently? And it's about thinking, I'm going to say this, it's about thinking long-term, not that instant gratification. What would long-term be fun? And so that's why we love this front-facing. We are teachers at heart. Now, did I freeze again?
Yeah, you just froze after you said it. You just froze. You got the bulk of your message.
I hold so much space. Yeah, you got. I hold so much space. So that's what's fun for us. This should be fun, and that's what's fun for us. So that is incredible to really give yourself that time. And I challenge you, put the blinders on, block out what everyone else is doing. What is your soul like? Your soul knows what is most fun for you that you can long term consistently show up and play and do. And literally, you feel so alive when you do. You know, I was tired before, but being here with you guys, teaching this and getting inspiring you. Like this is fun for us. So that's a really cool point on organic traffic and just, again, getting yourself out there. And I love what Sarah said, and be smart, be strategic, getting yourself out in front of like large audiences. But there's so many ways. Why do people start blogs? They're right. Fun for you. I just wanted to throw that in there. Thanks, my girl.
Yeah, you were cutting out right at the end, but she was saying, like, why do people write blogs? Because they're drawn to writing. Like, you don't have to try to put yourself into a box and do something that doesn't align with you. So it's about showing up in an organic way that allows you to fully shine, having the most fun, and really utilizes your gifts and talents. It can't feel like work. It can't feel like force. It can't feel like something you gotta go do. It should be something that lights you up. I could be having the worst day ever, but I can still show up and do this and thrive and fucking crush it because this is fun for me. This is fun. This is lights me up to be able to share. Vanessa's the same way. Like, this is why we chose this this vehicle in order to get our message out, right? We love being on video. We love sharing our message and we love speaking. And this is why we're building our model based off of that, right? So it should light you up and it should energize you, even in those times when you don't feel like showing up, because there's going to be times when you don't feel like showing up. You're not always going to want to show up. You're going to be tired. You're going to have, you know, mood swings. You're going to have some terrible, you know, I'm not going to say terrible. I'm just saying things happen in life that you don't prefer sometimes. So life's going to be thrown at you. But as a spiritual entrepreneur is building a brand online, you still have to be consistent with what you're putting out there. And you can't hinge everything on like how you're feeling one day or another. Right. And this is why it's really important to make sure that what you do choose, you are in love with and lights you up.
Yes.
So you can do it and you can show up on the place. Go ahead. Yeah. Sorry. You're frozen again. It's hard for me to gauge when you're like ready to chat, Vanessa, or not, because you're frozen again.
All right. This is the last time I'm going to speak because you're on a roll, Sarah. This is such gold. I want everyone to drop our cheers glasses because this is fire today. But case in point, Sarah embodied what we teach, right? We sat, we got clear, and we embody it. We own it. And I'm the case in point. I was literally truth. Like, I'll be so authentic. I'm always going to be transparent. I was just telling Sarah how I just felt, you know, like it's that time of month. I'm going to be so real. And I just felt so just tired and off today. But like, what's fun is, again, it lights me up to be here and be with you and teach you and inspire you and be here with Divine Femme. This is how we get fueled, right? Yes. Some cheers glasses. If I had to go sit and research key search engine words, I'd be like asleep on the couch. But there are people, this is why we hired and outsource, right? We teach you how to do that too. We hire someone to do that. We work with someone that loves to do that. So this is, I think this is so fun. I think people can have so much more ease and flow in their organic outreach, in their businesses, and really in their creativity chakra can light the F up when we really tap into the confidence, guys, and the trust of what your lane is. Going with that. And like, I love what Sarah just said, like we channel too, which is part of our 1111. Like, we love showing up and channeling. And like what Sarah said earlier, I hands down feel, I know it resonated with someone. And what's cool is because we like this avenue, it might be a month from now, a year from now, but this is what we chose. Is that all making sense? Like, it's so simple and fun when you really tap into your clarity and your sacred confidence of knowing that you have your divine right path for a reason. I don't know why I wanted to share that, but that's really cool.
That's really key what you touched on. And now we're going to elaborate on that just for a second. I wasn't sure how far we were going to dive into that. But if you can show up and you can have an organic traffic source and you can make it evergreen, now that content's going to live forever. Vanessa just vaguely just touched on that for a second, because we don't know when someone's going to hear the message that I opened with, right? It could be a year from now, but we are playing the long game where we also know that everything multiplies and momentum builds and the snowball just gets bigger and bigger as you roll it down the hill, you guys. And so if you are showing up organically, there's platforms where it's really easy to repurpose your content and make that go evergreen. And then there's platforms that aren't that way. And I have a lot of resistance to the ones that aren't necessarily going to be building exponential impact over time. And so this is where some of the smart strategy comes into place. You want to be able to have a long game strategy in place where you are able to make an exponential impact over time. So your content, it has that frequency and it has that charge to it, regardless of when anybody listens to it, whether it's now or later. And so if you can get your organic traffic, this is a pro tip. If you can have your organic traffic source live forever in an evergreen format, you're going to exponentially create a bigger impact. And when you exponentially create a bigger impact, you exponentially grow your business as well and all the things that go along with that. So little pro tip there, where can you show up online consistently to build trust and authority with your audience? Because we're all about the authority conversion pathway, which is what we teach inside Sacred Leader Academy. And how can you make that evergreen or exponentially increase your impact over time? How can you let that content live for you for a lot longer than just when you're delivering it in the moment, right? So we walk and talk this, and this is what we do. We model this as an example for you guys. We're doing that right now as we speak while we're doing this live stream training. This is going to live exponentially on the internet in various places and on podcasts. And we're outsourcing and leveraging our time so we can stay in our creative flow. So someone else is going to be editing the pieces on the back end of where Vanessa froze. We don't have to worry about that. We're just showing up. That's going to be tweaked and edited for us, right? So long story short, that's the very first thing, is where are you going to be able to show up? Keyword is consistently, so you can build trust and authority over time. And how can you, if you really want to nail it, make it so it's evergreen, meaning it lives forever and it exponentially creates more impact over time for you? I want you to start to think about that, because that is key. And it has to be something that feels like fun and is in the flow for you, so you can show up and do that consistently, even when you don't want to. Or even when you're not feeling it, not necessarily because it's never going to change. It will change. You're allowed to change. You're allowed to change your delivery. You're allowed to pivot. That's not saying you have to stay the same forever. So don't put yourself in that box where like, oh God, now I got to be doing this forever. What feels good right now that you can you can commit to right now. And when that doesn't feel good anymore, from not because of an emotional thing, but because it just doesn't feel in alignment anymore, then you're allowed to change that, right? And you can pivot. It's your business. You can do whatever you want. But right now, where can you show up massively, epically, in your sacral confidence, like you own the place, and deliver the message that's on your heart so you can make an exponential impact? And if you want help with that, show up to our event on March 22nd, like she owns the place. It's $111, where you get a full immersion with Vanessa and I, specifically around sacral confidence and magnetically becoming unapologetically magnetic for that. So, whew, that was a mouthful.
Hey, gorgeous soul, are you loving the episode? I can't wait for you to finish it. Hey, thank you so much for letting me quickly interrupt, because Divine Femme Immersions are here, you guys, and Sarah and I want you in on the fun with us. You know, I always had this dream of bridging spirituality and luxury and business, and in these immersions, you get to be with me and Sarah live and be in the space to birth those creations into the world that you've been putting off for so, so long. You get to be in the sacred luxury and in your full divine goddess flow, which gets me so excited. So check the notes down below, grab the show notes, grab your spot at our next immersion, because there is so much magic in store for us. Cheers, guys.
And we have two more big points to share with you guys.
Mm-hmm. How we feeling, guys? This is good. I love how blue I am. And I love it. Is your drink red too? We're so like July 4th today.
It was. It's clear now. I'm drinking water. It was. Oh. It was that
kombucha. Oh, and our last one. Yeah, it was that red kombucha.
Yeah, the Synergy kombucha. It's so good. The trilogy. So good. Okay. So here's one of the things. When you show up in your organic traffic and you're showing up consistently, you want to have a clear call to action of how people could take the next step with you. And you want to be really clear on that. And there's a couple of ways you can spin this now. You could literally, it's not the most scalable way, but you could literally have someone jump into a call with you, right? So that's one way you could do it. If you're used to discovery calls or clarity calls or something like that, you could have that as your call to action. However, we prefer, and what we teach insights, and that's great for starting out, but the more you can also warm somebody up, it's even better. So that could look like a challenge, or it could look like a free guide of some kind, or it could look like a masterclass, or it could look like a webinar, or it could look like a Facebook group, like what you're watching right now, where you can warm people up and nurture them and show up and deliver value so that they can trust you and you can identify, you know, separate yourself as an authority within your level of expertise, which is what you are. And so coming up with a scalable, it can be live or evergreen event. So for example, the ABC masterclass that you guys are dropping comments for, if you want access to that, drop ABCs in the comments. That's an evergreen event, right? That's an evergreen event. It means it doesn't take Vanessa and I any time other than the time that we've already recorded it. And now it lives there and it works for us. And people are constantly watching that masterclass because we're always driving traffic to it. We're always talking about it. We're sharing about it. And so now people are jumping into the masterclass. And then the masterclass allows you to either get really get into our energy and either like us more and want to take the next step, or get into our energy and figure out that it's not a fit. And that's cool too. And then you go somewhere else. Either way, it's a win for us because we're here to work with people that are a soulmate match. So you're either going to get more clarity one way or another. You're going to get more clarity. If you watch the masterclass, you're either going to, you know, want to jump in with us and take the next step, or you're not. That's working for us behind the scenes. And then that allows you to take the next step, which is book a free impact assessment. Now, in full transparency, when I first started SLA, this was back in 2020, before we've transitioned into Divine Femme, I was doing all of the discovery calls. They were blueprint calls. Now we have a salesperson that does those, and it's not even a sales call. It's just an impact assessment. So we've removed ourselves from that piece of the funnel to make it more scalable, but it's not a requirement. So it just depends on, you can do them. You can have someone else do them. You can bring on a team member to do them and build your company with a team, which we recommend growing as a team. But the organic traffic source that you're showing up for consistently to build trust and authority should be driving traffic with a call to action into either a live or evergreen event. So it can be a masterclass, webinar, challenge, Facebook group, free guide, exam. You know, these are examples. One of our clients, the case study that I wanted to share, we just dropped this in the Facebook group recently. She just hit, I think, 18K for her free challenge. She just generated 18,000 of revenue for her company from a free challenge. So what her event was a free challenge, and it was a live event that she hosted, I think, over the course of 3 days. And then at the end of the 3 days, she allowed people to dive deeper with her and then either choose to be in the program or not. And her program she was selling a $4,500 product. So $4,500, and I think she had 4 sales. So whatever that equates to, I think it's about 18,000. Yeah. So that's an example of a live event. So if you're thinking, God, now I got to build out this funnel and now I got to do that, I got to build out something in advance. Actually, no, you don't. And here's another pro tip. It's actually better to get familiar with your clients before you build out something that's evergreen, because then you can get really frustrated if that's not converting. So you really got to know who your client is. And oftentimes you're going to figure that out quicker by not going out and building some webinar or masterclass funnel, but just hopping on calls with people live, if that's partly where you're at. She specifically tuned into her niche, which is helping people find their soulmate. It's very, very specific. So her next level now that we were just talking about on the call is how to make that more scalable, because she went from the live event to hopping on 6 different calls to dive deeper with to give them a little bit of deeper dive for like 30 minutes or something like that, to dive deeper with them. And then so they could decide if they wanted to purchase or not. It was 8 people, 8 people showed to her master or to her challenge, 4 people purchased. I'm not sure how many calls she hopped on. It was at least 4, but it could have been like a couple more than that, no more than 8. And so to scale that even more, her next level is to even be able to enroll from the scalable event. So she can remove that piece now of actually having to dive deeper for 30 minutes, because she gives so much value in her free challenge that people can either decide or not decide if they want to dive in with her based off of the free event. So that's one way that she's going to be able to make it even more scalable. So I hope this is making sense. It's based on where you're at in the journey and what you feel comfortable with. Your evergreen or live event that you promote during wherever you're showing up organically, your organic traffic source, can be evergreen or it can be delivered live. And then you want to be moving them through the funnel, though, so that it eventually turns into a conversion, meaning generating revenue for your business. And so loosely, if you look at this, this is part of the ABC framework, because the A is all about attraction, which is where you're showing up live organically. The B is about building trust and authority, which is what you're doing either in your live or evergreen event, whether that be a challenge or a masterclass or whatever. And then the C is conversion into converting them into clients and revenue for the company, which is the other piece of the puzzle. So we're going to dive into that last piece here in a second, but I hope this is making sense. And if not, you can definitely go back and watch the replay or post any questions or comments. I'd be happy to answer them. Vanessa, did you have anything to add? I think you're not frozen at the moment, so that's good. Before I dive into the last piece.
I'm like nervous to move. No, I want you to keep going. I don't want to block it with my frozenness. So keep going. This is so good. Are we loving this, guys? This is really, really, really good. I would love to know what resonates. Yeah.
Yeah, this is good. So let's call it lead magnet, right? This is the lead magnet. This is something that you offer them that warms them up. And it can be as simple as, if you're just getting started, it can be as simple as a clarity call or a discovery call, where you offer value in a way that helps them identify they either want to work with you or they don't. And then that rolls into they either sign up with you or don't. So it can be as simple, if you're just starting out, as a clarity or a discovery call, something along those lines. But then as you grow, you also want to implement these other strategies where it's happening behind the scenes for you. And you add another layer of nurturing, another layer of building trust. And so that's where these lead magnets would come into place, right? And so there's many different ways you can do this. There's so many different organic traffic source ideas, and there's so many different lead magnet ideas. that it's really just figuring out what is in alignment with you and then approaching it in the most strategic way that makes the most business sense that is also in alignment. So that being said, at the end of the day, it has to roll into a scalable program. And so I'm going to share with you a little bit more of this case study. If you want to stay scaled and you're doing all this on the front end, but then on the back end, your program, you don't have a scalable program. And let's say you're doing one-on-one work. Well, guess what? You can only do that for so long because as you sign clients, then it's going to take up time on your calendar. And then what? Then you are losing the freedom on the back end of your business. And so Vanessa and I are all about helping you have best of both worlds, the impact and the freedom. And so if you're doing the one-on-one, whether it's high ticket or not, on the back end, it's still going to tie up time on your calendar and you're going to be capped at the level of impact that you can make because you're only going to be able to help so many people. So that being said, once you have this in place and you have an organic traffic source that's working and you have the conversion that's working, people are now wanting to work with you, you want to be able to put them into a scalable program. And so that's usually going to look like something that's in a group format, or it's going to look like something that's in a course. We focus on group format, which is basically a hybrid model though. So it's sort of part course, part live component, part group coaching, live component. And so marrying the best of those worlds, so that way you can make a really big impact and help people get a transformation that's going to be a little easier to help you get a transformation, not a little, probably a lot, than just a passive course. The drop-off rate for a course, I think they're great. Passive income products are great. We have passive income products. However, for the overarching transformation that you want to help someone through, which is what Sacred Leader Academy is about, it's really beneficial sometimes to be able to, in a scalable way, show up in some kind of a container where you can help people along through a transformation. And so, for example, Vanessa and I it is a 4-hour investment of our time per month to maintain Sacred Leader Academy. Although we are helping, there's currently 18 women in that program right now that have transferred over from the previous year. So, and when more people sign up, it's still just 4 hours a month. So doesn't that sound good? The more people sign up, we have scaled the calls in a way and scaled the container that more and more people can sign up. And as they do, we can fully service them. They can get the impact. We're exponentially able to help more. And we still maintain with high integrity our most self-honoring version of our life that we want to experience, which is a freedom-based lifestyle that is not tied to our time, that is not a slave trading time for money, and is not showing up, spreading ourselves really thin, and then expecting to be our highest, most abundant version of ourselves. We're realistic with the fact that we want what we want. We want a freedom-based life. We want to have time to travel. We want all the things, and it's okay to have all the things, and so we're going to build our business that way. Mm-hmm. So,
and can I add one thing real quickly? I want you guys to take in, whether you've ever done group coaching before, or this whole idea of group keeps on coming up, because again, we do work with beautiful healers and empaths where you want that intimate one-on-one, or you feel like you can only serve, your value can only be good with that one-on-one. Trust me, like, to be honest, I have chills right now. There is something so powerful about the intimacy of a group and how one person. I froze it.
Yeah, you cut out right after intimacy of a group. But I think
I was saying there's a synergy that happens in a group atmosphere that can be even more powerful than our limiting self-sabotaging belief of no, I'm only giving value if it's one-on-one. So I want to hit that home and how powerful group coaching is, and powerful, scalable, fun, magical, and scalable, the whole topic. Yeah. So that's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. That's huge, you guys. So if you have this belief system that you're only able to deliver value working one-on-one, we want to bust through that myth, because it is a lie. That's not actually true. You can make an impact as you, even as a healer. Yes, healers can scale. We have healers that are, like the energy clearing that we just jumped off of with our client is an energy healer scaling. And she was offering Sacred Leader Academy clients, because it happens to be her niche. We offered her an opportunity to offer the group that, so she could dive into having a group experience, because she's always been doing one-on-one. And I can just say that it's a myth that we have to bust through if you want to scale. And if you don't want to trade time for money anymore and you want to make a bigger impact, we have to bust through that myth. If that's something that you're buying into, I challenge you to say, well, what if that's not true? What if I could make a big impact without doing one-on-one? What if that's just a story I've been telling myself, and it's actually a story that caps my income. It's a story that caps my impact. It's a story that caps my fun, and it's a story that caps my freedom, and I'm willing to tell a different story. So it's just a belief system. It's not true. It is absolutely not true that when you're starting a business that you cannot build the business in the way that supports you at the highest level, and I would never build a business any other way. It has to support you at the highest level. Just think about this for a second. Put your CEO hat on for a second. Put your entrepreneur hat on a second. Does it make sense to go out and start a business that is not serving you at the highest level? Only in the spiritual community have I seen people open up businesses that do not, you know, that are not serving them at the highest level. And I'm not saying that doesn't happen with other businesses. Obviously I see that all the time because that's who I serve. But there's like this attachment to it on to such a level where people just are so hard to let go of their belief systems that they're unwilling to think bigger and come into a more scalable model for themselves and give themselves the luxury, the lifestyle that they deserve. And I sometimes run across healers that are like, I'm booked solid. I can't even take any more on my plate. So everything's working. You know, they're like, everything's working because I'm booked solid. I have a wait list of people and I never have to look for another client. There's a wait list and they tell me that story and I'm like, is it working? You have a wait list of people that want impact from you that are ready saying, I could use your services, and they're on a wait list. They have people willing to pay you, but you're not able to receive the funds for that because they're on a wait list, or you're so busy that you, because they always usually share this in a frantic energy too, or like they're so busy, they don't have the time. Their verbiage is, I don't have the time because I'm so busy. It's my business is so successful. And I'm like, you don't have the time to think about growing your business to the scalable, more impactful, more fun, more freedom-based way. That tells me that you actually need this more than anybody, because not only are you leaving so much on the table as far as the impact that you could be making, but you're so strapped for time that you don't have time. You know what I mean? You're so strapped for time. You don't have time because you've been trading it away. And so regardless of what boat you're in, regardless of whether you're just starting out and you just want to scale from the get-go, because we have clients that are just like jumping ship from corporate and they're like, I'm all in. And they're just scaling from the get-go. Like they want to build a business that's smart from the get-go, or they are already slammed and they're realizing very quickly that it's not sustainable and they don't have the freedom and the luxuries and stuff that they would normally want for themselves, especially if they're going into business for themselves. Makes no sense to build a slave business. You build a freedom-based business, and they're recognizing that. So regardless of what boat you're in, this is what we're helping you do. And this is why it's so important. And it's about self-honoring yourself, but it's also about making the biggest impact simultaneously. And we're saying you get to have both. And if that's not happening, I would say there's a piece of your business that probably needs to be revisited, because why, you wouldn't be here if you weren't here to make a big impact. And you wouldn't be here if you didn't have really big desires for your life of what you want to experience. You would not be attracted to Vanessa and I, 100%. Mm-hmm.
Girl, you said you get to have both at 4444. Holy shit.
Of course. So the program, the program on the back end has to be scalable as well. So whether that's a course or a group program that can be hybrid and very scalable. So for example, to just wrap up the case study, the client that I was just sharing that just hit 18K from her free challenge, showing up, building trust and authority with a free challenge, converting them into a program. She offered one-on-one because she came from hypnotherapy. She was always doing one-on-one, and she offered on a side for them to get some one-on-one sessions for them. But she bumped it up another $1,500 in order to get some one-on-one sessions. So she showed up on our coaching call and she was like, is this scalable? And I said, no, but you did that because but I'm like, does that feel good that you did it? And then she did want to do it, but she doesn't want to continue it because she did feel the crunch. She already felt a little time crunch, right? Like, and so it's not scalable. And so the thing is, this is a good problem to have. You have so much business coming in. She's converting at a 50% closing ratio. She's generating almost multiple five figures from one free challenge. Like, this is a really good problem to have. But on the back end, if you can't, if you have a scalable onboarding process for new prospects that you're nurturing and new people that want to work with you, and on the back end, you have like a closed gate, you know, you're like blocking them because you don't have enough time. You have to have a scalable program and container in order to convert them into something that A, gives impact, and B, scales you, so you have that freedom-based lifestyle. So she loves your one-on-ones. So there's a way to do this. So the way we worked with her is, okay, roll them into your scalable program, right? Recognize if it's a true desire to keep your one-on-one, or if it's just like a comfort thing that you fall back on, right? Because you don't want to just enroll clients and upcharge if it's just not something that's really on your heart, because it will lead to resistance and it'll lead to resentment. So it is, she enjoys it. But in order to make it scalable, she's going to make her one-on-one more exclusive. She's going to raise the price of it so it makes sense, because it's total exclusivity of her time, and she's going to cap how many she will do. So the next launch that she has, maybe it won't be available for all four, you know, that she converted four sales this time and almost hit 20 grand. But next time it's going to be more exclusive to jump in one-on-one with her, and there's going to be limited spots available. So she's okay and feels really good and in alignment with taking a couple of spots, or whatever number she determines. We haven't narrowed it down, but whatever number she determines, she's okay with that. And that's what she wants. And she feels abundant with that. So she's adding high tick more, a little more high ticket one-on-one. She's going to raise the price high ticket. She's going to limit them. So there's some scarcity there, but it is also more exclusive, which makes sense. So the price is going to go up on that. But her premium program is exactly what it is. It's scalable. They still get results with her. They're just not going to get the one-on-one. And that's more accessible to more people because the price is going to be less than what it would be if you're one-on-one. So now she has the best of both worlds. She still gets to be scalable. She still gets to do her one-on-ones until she decides not to. She can do the next launch and say, you know what? I'm just not feeling one-on-ones this month. I'm just going to do the scalable program. So I'm just not going to offer the one-on-ones this month. Cool. And then maybe 2 months later, she decides, you know what? I think I'm going to open up like three high-end spots. I'm ready to take on three new high-end one-on-one spots. Anybody that wants to take a deeper dive for my premium program, I'm going to offer that. So she gets to play, right? This is the feminine energy. You get to play. Nothing is set in stone, and there's a way to structure it to make sure it works for you. But as a recap, organic traffic source, conversion, event, right? Either live or evergreen. I'm not going to repeat everything because I know you can watch the replay. And then it has to be a scalable program on the back end. And there's no rules. The rules are, there are no rules. You get to create it as you go. And you get to take the best of what's working for you and or someone else that you resonate with, right? Because if it doesn't resonate, it's never going to work for you. But there's so many different ways that you get to cherry pick, like sort of what's working, what you like, what you resonate with, and create a system that allows people to jump into your world, get nurtured, and then take the next step. And the key thing is making sure you're scalable all along the way as much as possible.
Am I frozen?
So many comments, you guys. I'm not sure who they're from, but we will check the comments after the replay for sure. And if you are resonating with this and you want to dive deeper, it's a no-brainer. The next step is the ABC Masterclass. So just drop ABC in the comments. It'll also be in the caption. You can join us there and take the next step to book the free impact assessment after the masterclass. If you just want to jump straight to the front of the line and you know what, you guys are fire. I want to dive in. I want this impact assessment. I'm sure your masterclass is cool, but I don't need to watch that. I just want to work with you guys. Then the next step is to book the impact assessment, which with Kristen, and that's the next step. So follow your intuition there. There's no wrong or right to it. Just you can jump to the front of the line and just book the impact assessment, but the free masterclass is available for you as well. Any final words, Vanessa? This is a long one.
You know what? It keeps on doing that. Oops, the reception. This was a powerful one, guys. A really, really powerful one. I love how you said, which we talk about all the time, you can have it all. at 44, 44. That just like made my whole heart space light up. So I want everyone to take that home and say it and claim it and declare it responsibly. You can have both. You can have it all. Now is the time. So let's go. Beautiful work. Beautiful work.
Let's go, you guys. And like, thank you for tuning in. I know some people have stayed with us for the full 50 minutes, which is amazing. We love you. We're going to check the comments after the replay. Stay tuned next week. We'll have another one. We also go live on Wednesdays and Fridays on our normal platform, you know, front facing platform. So you can find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and YouTube. If you want to watch our other videos, we're dropping two of those a week. But in this container in Mission to Impact, we really want to apply the spiritual principles with practical, smart business strategies to help you catapult, because it is a nice synergy of both. And it's a nice synergy of feminine and the masculine energy coming together to really catapult your business. And so that being said, we will be back with you next Wednesday, and we welcome any comments on the replay. If you got value from this, let us know. And check out the caption for all the links on how you can jump into some of our free containers like the masterclass, or definitely, definitely, definitely the live event happening on March 22nd.
Yes. Cheers, everyone. Cheers, y'all.
Cheers. Namaste.
If you got value from this today, definitely subscribe so we can be together soon. And I would love for you to leave a review on iTunes. For more connection and inspiration, come say hey on Instagram. Cheers to you.